Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Here we are in this Christmas week, and already we have to face not only the stoning of Saint Stephen, but now the Feast of the Holy Innocents, the innocent ones who die because we prefer to sin than to care for life. How many times do children suffer because we're selfish? Little ones who can't fight back, who can't do anything. How much do they suffer? And so it was in Jesus' time. I want to read this intro from Magnificat magazine on this Feast of the Holy Innocents, the Martyrs. It reads, "The prophet Jeremiah poetically described the agony of the Jews as they were taken into Babylon. Quote, Rachel mourns for her children. She refuses to be consoled because her children are no more." Families were separated. Children were killed. Rachel, wife of the patriarch Jacob, is said to be lamenting the exile of the people formed from her issue. When Christ entered the world, Jeremiah's poetry was revealed as prophecy. King Herod learned of the birth of the newborn king of the Jews and intended to murder him. Jesus escaped into exile with Mary and Joseph. In a rage, Herod slew all Jewish males under the age of 2 in Bethlehem, and the Jewish mothers lamented their children killed in place of Christ. How awful. What rules you? What's the emotion or emotions that rule you? For Herod here, he was devastated that somebody foiled his plan, that the baby got away. And so he takes revenge on innocence. Do we do that? I think we do at times. Most often, hopefully, it's by words, but even those can be searing. Don't take your anger out on the innocents. If you are, stop it. Jesus came to redeem and to save and to bring to himself. Let us, in our thoughts and words and actions, protect life. Protect life, not just physical life, though that's very important, essential. But to protect the character, the personality, to teach and to care for the young. Not to just yell at them, but to care for them. Show them the way to go. Yes, sometimes they need strong correction. But it's the attitude and the spirit in which you do it that communicates to our children what's really going on. Sometimes you're in a rage and anger, and you take it out on your children. That's not acceptable. Not at all. Get help. Turn for help. There is help. On this Feast of the Holy Innocents, let us really examine how we care for the young. Whatever our role or responsibility might be, how do we treat them? How do we care for them? First letter of John today, chapter 1, verse 5, up to chapter 2, verse 2. Beloved, this is the message that we have heard from Jesus Christ and proclaimed to you. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we continue to walk in darkness, we lie and do not act in truth. If you say, yes, I'm a follower of Jesus Christ, but we continue to walk in darkness, that is the darkness of sin and evil, and we don't repent for it, we are liars then. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, then we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of his son, Jesus, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we are without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. I have to be able to say, I'm a sinner, I've sinned, I fall short of the glory of God. And that's when the radiant light of God's mercy enters you. But if you keep saying, well, it's not that bad, or it doesn't matter, or I don't care, you shut yourself up in a dungeon. Turn away from it. Turn away from the lies. If we say we are without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we acknowledge our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from every wrongdoing. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. My children, I am writing this to you so that you may not commit sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is expiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for those of the whole world. Jesus, by his life and death, made possible that the bondage of sin could be broken in our lives. And we choose just to stay in it, in the muck and the mire and the hell that it becomes. And I want to encourage you, pray for those who live in darkness. Pray for those who are mired in sin. And pray for yourself that you don't give in, or at least that we give in less and less to our own sinful desires. Pray for the world. Pray that the power of darkness will be broken. One voice crying out to heaven is heard. Let's have a whole chorus of voices from all over the world. I was in Hungary just a couple of weeks ago for a series of conferences, and I made some new friends and was reacquainted with some people when I was there about 20 years ago. And they're listening to the radio program now, which is an utter delight for me. So I want to welcome any listener from Hungary. I want you to know how grateful I am for your faith, for your hospitality, for your kindness while I was in your country. All over the world, brothers and sisters, there are others who are fighting the good fight. Hungary is one place where they're fighting the good fight. They're seeking to follow the Lord more and more and more closely. Let us join with them, and let them join with us, that we may strengthen one another. What a great gift to give God in this Christmas season, is to pray for one another, to support one another, to encourage one another. The responsorial psalm is Psalm 124. Our soul has been rescued like a bird from the fowler's snare. Our soul has been rescued like a bird from the fowler's snare. These beautiful, innocent children suffered so much. Suffered so much. And God took them to himself, where they will be forever, eternally, eternally happy. Not just happy, happy, but happy in a depth of soul that we can only imagine. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 13 to 18. When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." So from his earliest days, they sought him out. And Herod did it out of jealousy, that people would prefer this Messiah to him. So he wanted to destroy that child. Jesus rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled. Out of Egypt I called my son. When Herod realized that he had been deceived by the Magi, he became furious. It's out of his frustration and his anger and his hatred that he ordered the massacre of all boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity, 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had ascertained from the Magi. And then was fulfilled what had been said through Jeremiah the prophet. A voice was heard in Ramah, sobbing and loud lamentation. Rachel weeping for her children, and she would not be consoled, since they were no more. Brothers and sisters, down through the centuries, many, many, many people have suffered from the first holy innocence. Even before them, so many of the prophets, the followers of God, they've been hunted down, attempts to destroy all around us. But they who trust in the Lord, says the psalm, they who trust in the Lord will mount up as with eagle's wings. They will walk and not grow weary. They will run and not grow tired, because we're following him. Are you following him? Are you a true follower of Jesus Christ? Or is it token? Oh, I've been a member of this parish since I was born, and we're proud of it, and it's fine to be proud of it, but are we living it? Are we just on a memory of some event that happened when we were baptized, or am I living out my baptismal commitment? Am I living out the commitments of my confirmation? Am I feeding on the Eucharist that I might be nourished to do his will? Am I living my faith? That's the question. And it's a serious question in this beautiful, beautiful Christmas week. But it's a serious question, brothers and sisters. It's hollow and it's empty to have a few happy days over Christmas and the gifts I got and the presents I got if we're not gifting ourselves to Jesus. And so, as I bring this program to a close, I want to ask you, please, and I've said it for almost 2 weeks now, please take a look at yourself. What gift are you giving the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords? What are you giving the one who created you? How are you using the gifts he gave you? Is he being glorified by your life or not? Give up any token action. Oh, I go to church an extra day. Don't do that. You can go an extra day, but that's not the heart of it. The heart of it is your life given to the one who came to save you? God bless you. For the 4 Sundays of Advent, I have put 4 meditations on a CD which is available for purchase. It's entitled Journey Through Advent. To order, go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ, and order the CD there. Again, the title Journey Through Advent. Or call 1-734-662-1730 and order by phone.